The word of God that guides us is Ezekiel chapter 33. We examine it under the theme, tough love is true love. Love. My friends, love is typically being supportive and encouraging, right? For instance, if a child wants to be a firefighter, his loving family will probably go out and get some books from the library about firemen in order to encourage his interest. That's a loving thing to do. If, however, the child decides that when the house down the street catches on fire, that he is going to run into that burning house in order to learn how to fight fires, well, it's at that point that his parents will offer some tough love. They will step in and say, no. We're not going to do that. Now, that probably won't make that child very happy. But the parents know that the loving thing to do is to keep that child safe. The loving word to give that child in that case is no. Tough love means saying no, even if everything would be easier if we said yes. Tough love means helping someone to see the error of their ways, rather than giving in to the compulsions that ultimately would be their downfall. Tough love isn't mean-spirited. In fact, it's just the opposite. Tough love is often the most deeply loving thing that someone can do for another. In our text, God calls the prophet Ezekiel to show tough love to his brothers and sisters in Israel. But what we must recognize is that this is not a new request from God. You see, way back at the beginning of Ezekiel's ministry, back in chapter 3 of this book, God had called Ezekiel, saying to him, "Son of man, I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel. Whenever you hear a word from my mouth, you shall give them warning from me." Yes, from the very beginning of Ezekiel's ministry, God had called him to be a watchman and to give Israel words of warning. Words of warning because Israel was in bad shape. Really, really bad shape. The people of Israel had turned their backs on Almighty God. They had fallen into gross idolatry. They were following after the teachings of false gods. And they had fallen into evil actions. They had fallen into great wickedness. Indeed, listen to what God said through Ezekiel in chapter 5. God says, "I have set her, Israel, in the center of the nations with countries all around her, and she has rebelled. Rebelled against my rules by doing wickedness more than the nations, and against my statutes more than the countries all around her." Israel had turned their backs on God severely. They had put their own wisdom above God's wisdom and had fallen into all kinds of sin and evil and wicked behaviors. God was not happy with his chosen people. In fact, his patience had run out. So God used Israel's enemies, in this case the Babylonians, to punish them. Yes, 7 years after Ezekiel began his ministry, Jerusalem was leveled. The temple was destroyed, and the land of Israel was left a wasteland. Many of the people also were punished as they were carried off into exile in Babylon, a foreign land. My friends, God loved the children of Israel, so he had to do something. He had to do something to get their attention. They were so enamored with the false religions around them. They were so entrenched in wickedness and sinful lifestyles that God had to shake them up. And even after Israel was dragged off into Babylon, the people still turned their backs on God. Sin still separated them from God. So once again, God calls to Ezekiel in chapter 33. Once again, God says, Ezekiel, you need to be my watchman. You need to give these people a severe warning and wake them up. Now, we need to pause thinking in for a moment what a watchman was in those days. They often had walled cities, right? And the watchman walked the top of the wall. He'd do it all day, watching out for enemy armies, enemies approaching. And then he would cry out, "Beware, enemies!" He especially was on duty at night. Yes, the watchman stayed up all night to watch the horizon, to see enemy armies approaching so that he could rouse the people and they could prepare for battle, prepare to defend their homes and defend their families. Now, just suppose that there's this watchman who doesn't want to upset people. He's a watchman who wants to be popular. So he says, look, I'm not going to wake people up in the middle of the night because that makes them mad. What'd you think of a watchman like that? That watchman would not be doing his job, would he? In fact, his negligence likely would get people killed. And that's exactly God's point to Ezekiel. When I say to the wicked, O wicked man, you will surely die, and you do not speak out to dissuade them from their ways, that wicked man will die for his sin, and I will hold you, Ezekiel, accountable. That's right. If Ezekiel failed to warn the people that what they were doing was putting their spiritual lives in peril, putting their spiritual lives in jeopardy, then God would hold Ezekiel accountable. My friends, God has called his followers, Ezekiel, you, me, members of the body of Christ, to be watchmen, to call others to repentance and to faith. God calls us to speak the truth of God's word and point out to people when they are going astray. Jesus expresses this similar truth. He says, if your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault. Notice that. Jesus doesn't say, mind your own business. That's so often what we do, though, isn't it? We mind our own business. And yet, Jesus says, if your brother sins against you, go and show him his fault. Be a watchman. Warn him. Warn him. Offer him tough love. Lest his sin and his sinful behavior and his sinful lifestyle lead him to fall into spiritual peril. Yes, God's message to us as Christian people is that tough love is true love. Tough love is love that recognizes that sin is serious. Sin is a step in the direction of unbelief. An unrepented sin, sin that is withheld from God and God's grace, is sin that can separate us from God and lead to eternal damnation in hell. Tough love, therefore, calls sinners to repentance. Tough love calls sinners to repentance and faith. It seeks to wake people up spiritually in order to free them from the slavery of sin and spare them from sin's destruction. Yes, my friends, God says, speak the truth. Speak the truth of God's law and gospel, the message of sin and grace to those around you. And when we offer this message of tough love, we're to do so with tact and finesse. Screaming at the top of our lungs or holding condemning signs on a street corner are not great options when it comes to expressing the seriousness of sin. Rather, led by the Holy Spirit, we're to seek to discover caring, loving ways to warn people when they are tangled up in sin, that such sin is hurting them, that such sin is harming them, that such sin is harming or hurting their relationship with God. It's hurting them spiritually. And this might include the couple that lives together and finds it unnecessary to get married. It might include the child who continually disrespects his parents. It might include the parent who embitters his children through harsh treatment. Or it might involve the sin of racism, alcohol or drug abuse, promiscuity, gossiping, and the list goes on and on. Those indulging in such sinful behaviors or sinful lifestyles are playing with fire. And God says they need to be warned. Out of love for your brother, out of love for your neighbor, speak the truth of God's word to them in a spirit of love. Call them to repentance and faith in Jesus Christ. Yes, my friends, when our neighbors are turning away from God, His holy will, and His holy ways, God says, speak the truth to them. Call them back in repentance and faith. And point them ultimately to the good news of the gospel. Yes, the law of God ultimately prepares our neighbor to hear the good news. Yes, they are a sinner. But they are a sinner whose sin problem has been solved by our God, who took on human flesh in the person of Jesus Christ. Yes, our friends who have gone astray need to see that there's a solution to their sin. It's Jesus Christ, who lived a perfect life for them and who credits His righteousness to them through faith. There's a solution to their sin problem. It's Jesus Christ, who went to the cross and was punished on their behalf, on our behalf, receiving the punishment we rightly deserve, winning for us the forgiveness of our sins and the promise of an eternal home in heaven not built by human hands. You see, my friends, we who are called to call those around us to repentance are also to call them to discover forgiveness and hope and new life in the arms of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So God's call to Ezekiel and to you and to me and to all followers of Christ is to leave today determined to look for opportunities. Opportunities to share the message of law and gospel, sin and grace, repentance and faith with our brothers, our sisters, our neighbors, our friends. Yes, God has called us to reach out with the word of law that shows our sin and the word of gospel that shows our Savior, that many more may come to trust in Jesus and find the joy of forgiveness, life, and salvation in Him. May God empower us by His Spirit to be faithful witnesses in a winsome way to the sinners among us, to the sinners who are straying from Christ and in need to come back and find in Jesus full and free forgiveness in the one crucified for them and risen from the dead. May God grant that for Jesus' sake in your life and in mine. Amen. And now